Hello, buddy, and here again. Well, the other day I was out taking the train and I happened to be standing on the station and I saw something on the station that I haven't seen for quite a long time. Mind you, this is a fairly small station, not insignificant, but certainly not a major terminus or anything like that. But what I saw was a cat. Now, that might not sound particularly impressive or very unusual, but nowadays, you hardly ever see cats on stations. And it didn't look as though it was like a stray cat which had just wandered onto the station, if you see what I mean. I've mentioned before, whether on Audioboo, but certainly elsewhere, that I worked on the railway for very nearly 36 years since I left school until I left last June, July time. So I've seen a lot of stations, I've spent a lot of time on station platforms and in station buildings, and that was something you used to get certainly years ago, certainly back in the sort of 70s and 80s and even maybe even the 90s as well, were station cats. They often were stray cats which were sort of befriended by the people who worked on the stations, and then they were fed by the people on the stations, the porters or whatever, the people who worked there generally in the little offices or whatever it might be. And they would leave food. But also, the cats were great because some of them were even more or less employed, I suppose, to keep mice down, to keep rats away, that type of thing. So they served a purpose as well. Apart from the fact that I remember a station I used to work at quite a lot, and there were at least there was more than one cat, I think. Well, obviously, over time, there certainly was, but I mean, at one time. And they used to sit around, you know, on the platforms, and the passengers would like it as well. It's one of those things, you know what it's like with a cat, they sit there purring, or they just sit there, and they tend to calm people down generally, unless you'd be allergic to them, I suppose. And they sit on your lap, or they come up to you and rub around your legs, and, you know, and they like a little stroke. And it's quite a relaxing thing. We all know that travel can be a stressful thing at times, especially if you're commuting fairly long distances into London, which is the sort of area that I'm talking about. So people used to appreciate seeing those cats. Yes, the cats used to do well out of it, obviously, because people would give them food. I'm sure there were even passengers that brought down food especially for them. But that whole sort of tradition, and it was a tradition really, to have a station cat, really died out. I suppose it was around the time of the privatisation of the railways in the sort of mid to late 1990s. And the main reason for that was the sort of lack of staff around. Staff did disappear. Jobs changed. The whole privatisation thing, you know, talk about that another day as to what that meant. But there were less people around, and maybe the people who were around didn't have the time to look after the cats. And also, there was a new management style. People came in from outside who didn't maybe understand the way that things used to work, came in with a new outlook, and maybe didn't even like having the cats around. And they sort of died away, probably died out literally, but they just weren't replaced, and you just don't really see them now. That's what made it quite so surprising to me, to see this cat wandering around. And I've seen it since, actually, on the station. And as far as I'm aware, there aren't really people that work on the stations, and maybe it just does that and it lives by the rubbish that's left around, you know, the junk food and rubbish that's left around as well, and maybe the occasional mouse or bird or rat or something like that. So it's doing the job that the station cat always used to, albeit without the human accompaniment. But another little aspect of this particular story, harking back to the older days, pre-privatisation, anybody in the UK will recognise that old British Rail sign, the sort of the arrows, and people used to say they didn't know whether they were coming or going. Come to privatisation, obviously, now there isn't a British Rail. That sign is defunct, it's out of date. But you go to so many stations and it is the symbol that is still on stations, even some sort of fairly major stations. All the trains now are run by different companies. As I said, there is no such thing as British Rail, but people still see that sign and know that's the railway station. Look over there, you see that sign, even on road signs, not just on the actual stations themselves, but on road signs depicting or showing you where the station is. You think, oh, look, they still use that symbol. It's something that is still recognised and probably will be for a long time to come. And personally, having been around in those times, yes, we all look back with rose-coloured spectacles, but I did enjoy my time back in the day of station cats and pre-privatisation British Rail. But there you go. I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for your time. And let me know if you've seen any cats on stations. I'll see you again soon. Goodbye.